Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to another edition of your FootballDiehards.com podcast. I'm Jeff Renetti, here with your end-of-the-week edition. We do these things three times per week. We do them usually right around Monday to give you the weekend that was and kind of get you up to date with all the injuries, all the changes, all the fines, suspensions, things that will affect your lineups. On Wednesday, we do some waiver wire looks, even though we're getting close to the end of the seasons. Of course, some of the high-stakes leagues actually have started their playoffs and can't make any moves, but a lot of people still in the leagues where they can make transactions down through the end of the week. So usually what we'll do is midweek, we'll look at some of those waiver wire pickups, and then towards the end of the week, Friday, Saturday, we do some starts and some sits, get you ready for the games this coming week. And boy, it is going to be a very, very interesting week of games, as it is each and every week. As we mentioned, it becomes even increasingly more interesting because high-stakes leagues now are into their playoffs for the leagues that have multiple tiers. They funnel into a main playoff system with victories this week. All the other leagues are usually 1 to 2 weeks away from playoff time, so it becomes very important to know who to start, who to put down on your bench. And helping us do that each and every Friday is Joe Hebert. Joe, welcome back to the program. How are you?
Thanks, Jeff. Doing fine here in the winter wonderland of Michigan.
Yes, it is. I'm here in St. Louis. You're in Michigan. Both of us, all I know is that it's cold. And both of us have terrible football teams close to them. Detroit and St. Louis, two of the worst teams out there.
That's true. It's officially week 12. Detroit held hostage here.
I don't know what team's worse, and that's a funny debate because it's interesting when you look at some of the players on both those teams, Detroit and St. Louis, even with teams that weren't expected to do much, there were some players on those teams that, while not studs other than Steven Jackson, maybe, they were supposed to help. Kitna was supposed to help. Bulger was supposed to help. Holt was still supposed to be a top 10 to 15 wide receiver. There were supposed to be good wide receivers in Detroit. None of that has seemed to happen, and then Steven Jackson, the only stud of the bunch, has been hurt.
Yeah, it's really been a surprise. Although I'm not a Lions fan living here, I've watched the Detroit drafts here over the last several years quite closely, and I have to admit, at the end of every draft, I think, wow, that was a decent draft for the Lions. They should be on the road to turning things around. But obviously, while they seem to be getting good talent, they must be missing things like character and team cohesiveness there, because obviously it's just not come together.
Yeah, maybe they can pick another wide receiver. That seems to help them out.
That's always on the board. Always an option for them.
Well, let's get to some of the starts and sits this week. You always analyze some of the games and look at some of the matchups. I looked at the schedule, and in my weekly column, I kind of picked a couple of games that I think are going to be most interesting. One of those, there's several that will impact those. One of those is going to happen right here in St. Louis, not from a Rams perspective, but from a Bears perspective. I know a lot of people have been leaning on Forte. He has been one of the more exciting running backs out there. So we're going to get to some of your analysis here. Let's start with quarterbacks. So what are some games that you like, some games that you don't like, and some of the impact on those lineups?
Some of the games I like this week, quarterback, is Gus Frerotte. He's going up against the Jacksonville Jaguars, and only one team has given up more touchdown passes this year than the Jacksonville Jaguars. So even though Minnesota, you know, obviously want to run their offense through Adrian Peterson and then play some solid defense, I think there'll be some opportunities there for Gus Frerotte to hit some receivers and get you some points. So that's one play I like. Another one would be Jeff Garcia. Jeff gets the matchup this week up against the Lions, and the Bucs are trying to figure out who the running back is. Looks like it's going to be Warwick done this week due to injuries, but I think that bodes nicely for Garcia's numbers this week, the ability to go against, you know, that very porous defense we just opened the show talking about a little bit. And one more who is a bit of a stretch, but I'll throw that name out there in case you're truly desperate. Jamarcus Russell has not been putting up big numbers here. That offense has been just so conservative. But the fact is that this week they're going against the Denver Broncos, and the Broncos defense is, you know, again, very easy to throw on. And I think the possibility is there for Russell to have a reasonable game. Again, this is not a call you want to make and sit a stud for, but if you're reaching deep, he might do okay for you.
Who's somebody that you don't like this week?
Quarterback, the name that came up for me is Brett Favre. He's going against the Titans, and the Titans are very good at putting pressure on the quarterback. And those who have watched Favre over the years realize that pretty much when he has people in his face, that's when he becomes the giveaway person that he can be. And that could lead to not a good day for Mr. Favre this week. So he's on my list of quarterbacks not to play.
Before we get to some running backs, my one question in one of the games that I highlighted that will have several players on both columns probably having good games, what do you think about Kurt Warner this week? Not that you're going to sit him, but what do you think he's going to do against a very, very good New York Giants team?
Right, I agree. I watch the Giants virtually every week, and if the appeal to that team, it can be the play of the defensive backfield. So I think it's not as bad a matchup as it seems to be. I think obviously with those elite receivers down there, Warner should be able to throw and throw well, and although the running game is just going to go nowhere. So I would certainly stay away from Hightower this week, but if you're looking for plays from that offense, it is on the passing side.
Looking for that seventh 300-yard game, and he may very well get it because, as you mentioned, he's going to probably have to throw 50 times if they're going to want to win. You mentioned Hightower as someone that you want to stay away from. Who in the running back game do you like and don't like this week?
Okay. Somebody we just happened to mention there was Warrick Dunn. Ernest Graham is done for the year, and Dunn's going to be getting the call, and I believe he put up some reasonable numbers against the Lions. Another play is Derek Ward with the Giants. And one more I'll go with is Peyton Hillis with Denver. Even though he's sharing like all Denver backs are required to do by law, apparently, I think he can be successful enough with being the red zone back at least that he can throw you up a score or two and, you know, maybe get you 50 yards.
Anyone you want to stay away from this week?
Surprisingly, one of the backs who I thought might have a rough week this week is going to be Chris Johnson. The Jets' run defense is really quite awesome. I think they're third in the league in run defense, and it's going to be tough work for the Titans, who I think will probably once again have to throw the ball more than they have in the past. And I think it might be a rough play this week, so I'd look for other options. But obviously, it's going to be tough to find a better matchup than Johnson on your roster based on his performance so far this year.
Lendell White's been a guy that's also been getting to the end zone.
That's true. He's been pretty much money, and he could find the same problems. Chris Jenkins has just been enormous on the defensive line for the Jets this year, and could be the defensive player of the year. And I think he's also going to be in for a rough week.
Before we let you go, give us some wide receivers that you like and don't like this week.
Okay. One of the names I looked at, and I think it might be time to brush off from your roster, is Roy Williams with the Cowboys.
Wow.
He's finally starting to fit into that offense, and obviously defenses want to shut down T.O. first. And I think this could be a week where maybe Williams is ready to roll and actually put up some numbers. Another I like is Rashid Davis with the Bears. I think that's a pretty good matchup against the Rams, and I think the Bears would like to get that passing game going. It's been shut down here lately, and I think probably the most likely person to be on the other end of Kyle Orton's throws is Davis. One more I'll pick is Brandon Jones with the Titans. As we mentioned over the last couple of weeks, they've started to throw the ball a little bit more, and it's mostly been Justin Gage on the end of that, but I think Darrell Revis will probably get on Gage, and that means maybe Jones could see some passes thrown his way.
Very good right there. What else do you have?
I got a big name that you might not want to start so quickly on your wide receiver, and that's Marcus Colson.
Really?
Yep.
Why is that?
Well, he's having some knee injuries, and on top of that, those Green Bay cornerbacks that he's going up against, they shut down receivers left and right. It's really tough to throw on the Packers, at least at the wide receiver position. If Bush makes it back this week, that means all Drew Brees has to do is drop it to him quite often, maybe hit his tight end over the middle, and not have to force the ball into Colson, who's going to have very tough coverage this week. So I like the play of Colson as being one that you really need to be cautious of.
If Colson's not getting the ball, do you think that they go to Devery Henderson? I mean, who do you think benefits most from if Colson would have a bad game?
I think the tight ends would probably have a couple of good games, both of them there, both Miller and even possibly Shockey, even though he's trying to talk his way out of that job. But the big play would be Reggie Bush coming out of the backfield, and that's a really good matchup, and that would be one that they really want to exploit there.
Well, before we let you go, you touched on most of the games that I thought were interesting as we ran through quarterback, running back, wide receiver. One of the other matchups I think is going to be fun to watch this week as far as all the fantasy implications is Indianapolis at San Diego. It's the marquee 7:15 Central Time game. San Diego, probably one of the biggest disappointments in the league. Tomlinson has been disappointing fantasy owners. Phillip Rivers has been one of the huge surprises, how good he's been on the Indy side. Peyton Manning looks to have the swagger back. Marvin Harrison looks to have life. They're getting a pretty good dual running back threat. I mean, there's a lot of options there. Who do you think emerges from that game as some people that you'd like to put in that lineup and get some big points from?
Well, first player comes to mind would be Reggie Wayne for me and Peyton Manning, that hookup. That's the primary path that the team is going through to generate points and yards in the air, and so I really like that. Marvin Harrison is actually starting to look good again, although you wonder, you know, from week to week what you can get out of him, but this could be a week where you might want to take a shot at him.
Yeah.
And even Gonzalez as the third receiver could be very productive this week. Joseph Addai is somebody who finally woke up last week. I think fantasy owners said, wow, it's about time. I'd like to see it happen again. And in theory, he should be able to do okay on this against this defense. So that sounds good to me.
You think San Diego has anything going offensively?
Well, I think Rivers will probably be using Gates a lot this week, so he should be a huge play. And Vincent Jackson is somebody who matches up well against those shorter corners, and he also has potential for a nice week.
Well, I noticed you didn't say Tomlinson in there. That kind of scares me.
LT's just been all over the board, as we know. I think it's just a lingering injury, and some weeks he seems to be able to deal with it a little bit more than others. And now, granted, the odds of you having two running backs you want to start over LT are probably not good. But
probably not.
But the realism is that, I don't think he's ready for, put up 130 yards and two touchdowns like the old days.
Joe, great stuff as always. We'll be reading your work online, but we really appreciate your time today.
Thanks, Jeff.
That's Joey Bear, joins us once a week here, one of our fine experts at footballdiehards.com. I'm Jeff Renetti, and that's our time. We will catch you next week. Good luck, everybody. If you're in the playoffs this week, good luck. Hopefully we helped you out. If not, if you're getting ready for the playoffs, hopefully you keep it right here, all the written content and all these podcasts. Great information for you right here at your fantasy source. It's footballdiehards.com. So long, everybody.